Grice to help Dorsey fight the Frank case before Supreme Court. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 24 October 1914, page 7, column 2. A new feature to the Frank case will be the entrance into the litigation next Monday, when the case is reopened before the Supreme Court, of Attorney General Warren Grice, who, with Solicitor General Dorsey, will support the state's demurrer to the motion to set aside the Frank verdict, because the defendant was not present in the courtroom at the time it was returned. Mr. Grice is spending his time preparing his argument, having before him the two briefs of the defense which will be submitted to the Supreme Court on Monday. Solicitor Dorsey has also been furnished with copies of the two briefs, and is working on his argument. Mr. Dorsey and Mr. Grice will divide the time allotted the state to argue against the demurrer motion, and John Tye and Henry Peoples, of Tye, Peoples & Jordan, will divide the defense's time. The cases of criminal libel against Chief Newport Lanford, of the Detective Department, and Colonel T.B. Felder, the well-known attorney, were postponed in the City Criminal Court Thursday to the November term of court. They grew out of the dictograph controversy during the Frank case that was waged between the detective head and lawyer through the newspapers. Recently, they were transferred from the Superior Court to the City Court because of their being misdemeanors.